Today's special guest is Charlie Barino, Greenwood City Manager. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here today. And yes, I do have Charlie Barino, the City of Greenwood Manager. How you doing today, Charlie Barino?
Doing great, Ann.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, there's so much going on, and there's a lot new going on in your life, too. You just got married.
Yeah, back in July.
Right after. I was impressed that you got married right after the barbecue fest. I thought, now that's...
Yeah, that, and we scheduled it. She knew going in. I said, look, this is the priority. This is the one week I have to work around. So we worked around that.
That's right. So you said it was interesting to go from one to three children.
Yeah. Wow. Fatherhood is great, but they keep you on your toes.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. I'm glad you're doing well. And, of course, you've got a lot going on with the city. I mean, gee, last Thursday, a preview of what was going to be on this past Sunday with Life in the Carolinas. Good show for Greenwood.
It is. Life in the Carolinas is a show that is produced to cover, you know, things that are going on in South and North Carolina. And we think it's a great opportunity. That's the market that we really want to go after. We think that folks that live within 75 miles or Greenwood is an opportunity to bring them into our community, and so we hope to use that video just to tell the story of Greenwood.
Right, and you said it's going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, they should be loading it up this week. You can go to youtube.lifeinthecarolinas, youtube.com, Life in the Carolinas, and witness that. It's probably going to be about a 20-minute video. And then here in probably the next 3 or 4 weeks, they'll come out with an extended play video that'll be about an hour long.
So, and you said it was interesting how many hours of video they had to shoot just to get less than 30 minutes.
Sure, they came to Greenwood for, you know, all the major events, Festival Flowers, Festival Stars, Festival Discovery went up into Ware Shoals, the Benjamin May site, Lander, Piedmont Technical College, interviewed a number of our manufacturing folks. And I think they had over 25 or so hours, and they had to get that down to 22 minutes. So it was a tough task, but I think they did an excellent job. It was a well-rounded video for the community.
The other thing I think that's nice is it wasn't just Greenwood. It included 96 and Ware Shoals and this surrounding area. So if people are looking at this, they'll see it's not just Greenwood. There's all this going on all around it.
That's right. And you know, City Council and we as staff, we know what is good for the city or what is good for 96 and Ware Shoals is good for the city. If we partner together, it benefits everybody.
Absolutely. So That was a really terrific addition, and of course you'll be able to use that in marketing. You said you're going to order a lot of CDs.
Yeah,
there.
We'll get a lot of the DVDs, and so when companies or folks are asking about the community, obviously we'll send them that DVD, or when it's on YouTube, we'll be able to send
them
a link or post it on our website and use it on various social media components. We may be able to, for each individual event, break down a video, a five-minute video about each event. So it'll be good for everybody.
Absolutely. So kudos. You know, and that coming on the heels of the article in the New York Times. I mean, I just want to know, how did the New York Times pick Greenwood, South Carolina, out of all the towns, and even if you just want to say the Southeast?
Yeah, slow media day. I don't know. I woke up, and the first thing I looked at was my phone, and there was a text from, you know, the mayor, Welborn Adams, and, have you seen this? So I immediately looked at it, and, you know, data is data, and I think everybody knows that we have some trying times here as well across the country. We've looked at some of the data, and we can't make our numbers do what their numbers did, so... The data may be questionable, but at any rate, it was a slanted story. Yes, we have a lot of negative, but we have a lot of positive things, and we tend to want to focus on those positive things. We've got a great healthcare system here. We've got retail expansion. Our downtown is thriving, so we're moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, I did think it was a little slanted. I think they were trying to make a point, and they chose Greenwood as the harpoon here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean... We're not going to sit back and say the woe is me story. I think that gets you nothing. Everybody has a woe is me story, but we're going to, you know, talk about the positives and things that are happening at Lander and Piedmont Technical College, and we're moving forward.
Well, you know, I've thought about it, and with the traffic that has been showing up at TJ Maxx, you know, we still have it questionable how much the dam is going to cost with this 1 cent sales tax.
Right.
I figure in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we ought to be able to retire that.
Yeah, that's going to be a big question. And in fact, City Council's pretty much directed staff. I think there's a differing opinion out there. Some folks say, you know, we're going to get all this retail and can they make it? The flip side of that is, well, we're going to get this cluster of retail, and all of that money that was leaving our county is no longer going to leave. So we're really going to be monitoring sales tax revenue and business license revenue for the years to come. So when we get the TJ Maxx is open and Hobby Lobby's open and Michael's opens this Sunday, we think we're going to get more retail next year. When we get all these big boxes and great stores here, we really want to monitor their numbers. I truly believe that it will create the second in that it's just going to grow our retail sales. There is a lot of money that leaves this county, tons of money.
Absolutely.
And, if you live in Lawrence or Saluda or Newberry, one of the outlying counties, and you learn that Greenwood's got retail options that you don't have to drive to Columbia and Greenville and Augusta to fight their traffic, I think folks are going to make the obvious choice to come to Greenwood.
Well, I know when we were in the mall years ago and when the mall first opened, it was a destination. People did come from Lawrence and Saluda and Newberry. We saw these people coming in the mall all the time. And then, of course, as the mall went downhill and didn't have as many stores, they started going other places. So I think that would be great if they came back. But I was actually referring to that 1 cent sales tax, that extra 1 cent that we pay,
right,
that we have for the dam.
Sure.
I mean, the library has been taken care of. We're still
sure.
waiting to see how much the dam is going to cost. But I figure a month or so with the dollars they're doing, we ought to have that dam paid for.
Yeah, at the grand opening for the TJ Maxx, there were at least 250 to 300 people there at 8 a.m. Well, they were there, at 7 o'clock. When the door opened today, they were lined all the way around the side of the mall, and it was just it was shocking, but, a great store. And we just commend Whole Store Gibson and Rhonda and all the folks at the mall for everything that they've done.
And haven't they changed the look of the mall? It has totally changed.
They
it looks
have.
Like a new facility.
It really does. Upgraded the lighting at night, safer. It'll be interesting with all the traffic comes through for the Masters this coming April to have,
They
stores
stay right
full.
Here.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a good thing going into the Christmas and holiday season. It's good to see the number of stores that we're not going to have to drive. We're going to be able to stay right
sure.
here, and that way you are supporting your community.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to it, and there'll be more coming, I'm sure, because what happens is, it's like when Cracker Barrel opened years ago, and then we started getting all these other restaurants. They seem to follow each other.
They do, and yes, we still, it's amazing. I don't think anybody in Greenwood has a kitchen in their house. we still have room for restaurant growth. We still have restaurants that want to move here. It's pretty shocking, but people love to eat.
Any ones that have committed that are going to be coming?
No, there's a handful that we know are looking.
Okay.
And then it's names that we've all heard. The one I hear every day, no, I have not seen anything about Olive Garden. I hear that constantly. I'm not aware of an Olive Garden coming. But there are a number of folks that are looking, and they look at our traffic counts, and they look at the growth at Lander University. You put over 3,000 students on the road, they're going to eat somewhere, and so we're excited.
Absolutely. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the other things that are going on. We're going to be talking about Click 646. I do want to mention the wall when it was here a couple of weeks ago, and, of course, the bump there on South Maxwell has been taken care of. We've got a lot to talk about. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
We've always thought that a bakery could do well. I think many folks have missed, you may remember many years ago, the coffee shop on the backside of the exchange. And, it's exciting to get a bakery back into uptown.
That'll be great. That way everybody will be able to add on some extra calories there. Absolutely. Yeah. And that means you'll have to get out and walk some more, right?
Yeah. And then the guys from that own the Millhouse Pizza have bought the building next to them. They're on Maxwell Avenue, Jeep and Paul. And they've got a vision for that establishment. So they've gutted it. It was a salon. And hopefully we'll see something move in there in 2012. So we're really pleased with the work that the Millhouse has done. It's packed down there.
It is. Now, speaking about on the south side of Maxwell there, of course, the vegetable stands, the fruit stands were there, the farmers market stands. How did they do this summer?
They did excellent. We worked with about five or six farmers, three main farmers, and then a number of small farmers, some that just had honey or flowers. And it was well received. I know from Self Regional Healthcare alone, they tracked the number of their employees that came and purchased items down there. We had over 750 Self Regional Healthcare employees come and shop. So we felt that location was perfect. And City Council is looking at making some changes to the zoning, their zoning ordinance in the core commercial district, which would allow those stands to open up for a fall and winter season. So here in the coming weeks, around the 1st of October, maybe as early as next week, 2 weeks, we could see some greens and pumpkins down there at the Uptown stand.
Wow, that would be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So that's done well. And then going from that to what about what's happening with the possibility of having a whole farmer's market in Uptown Greenwood?
Yep. This past year, this whole year really, we've studied, we've had a master planning process where we've looked at locating a farmer's market, an open-air farmer's market there on Maxwell Avenue. And a final plan was presented to City Council and the community about a month ago, I guess. And so City Council is really taking that into consideration at this point. They're beginning to work on their 2012 budget, maybe a part of their budget, not sure. I think there's enough support to move forward with at least the first phase of the farmers market plan. There are those that would just like to let's continue the success with the stands and make those successful and kind of hold off making any big expenditures, but I think we'll see at least the first phase of the open-air market.
And the first phase would just be a farmer's market, or would it have a venue to be able to have other things going on?
It would be, the focus would be a farmer's market. The design would be that would encourage the movement of people and the farmer, the trucks and whatnot that come in to deliver the vegetables and goods for the market. But yes, we want it to be a venue that would have live music, could be used for other sales. We may have a craft sale, an antique sale. The last thing we want to do is build something that's only open one day a week. We want to have that facility open 7 days a week, if at all possible, because the goal is to bring more business in for T.W. Boone's and Howard's and Polo's and Millhouse and all of our retail establishments and again, build the downtown, the uptown, as a destination.
Now, what about parking, though? That's one thing when I heard that, I've talked to a lot of people about this, and they were always concerned about the parking.
Right.
And how does it relate to the farmers market that will be out there behind the Civic Center?
Being a small community, Greenwood is very spoiled with parking. You know, we want our convenience parking. We want to park, at the spot in front of the store and walk right in, walk right back out. And there's enough of that, but probably not as much as everybody would. For everybody to have their own space, and that's going to be the challenge. But when we completed the master planning process, there were over, I think, nearly 400 to 500 parking spaces within a 2-minute walk of the farmers market proposed location on Lower Maxwell, and those that study are
the powers that be.
Yeah, that study how far people will walk to buy something. 2 minutes is typically the length, and we have the flexibility to put in some temporary handicap parking. So when the market is open, mm-hmm. you may put all the spaces in front of it would be handicapped to encourage those that need it. We could have a cart system to carry some heavy produce, watermelons or cantaloupes or things like that for people that don't want to tote that around. There are ways to work the parking.
So you have something in mind
That's
on
right.
how to work with that.
That's right.
Now, how does that affect the farmer's market that's out here at the Civic Center?
You know, that's going to be up to County Council. There's still some discussions of what's going to happen to the Civic Center. I would assume that what happens with the Civic Center will then impact what happens with the market and the animal shelter there. But that the city has pretty much said, you know, we'll let the county decide all that. And we're out for uptown. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that is our interest. We are about growing business inside the city. And so the markets across this country have done very well in the downtown where they grow sustainability, where the markets sell the fresh produce back to the local restaurants, and we think that can work here in Greenwood.
Now, just out of curiosity, did we have individuals buying from the stands, or were there a lot of businesses buying from the stands?
It was both. Yeah, it was both. A number of, I know particularly R3 Bistro there in the uptown area, he would make his daily menu around what was available at those stands. So he would have a special based on the vegetables that were available. So that was what we were hoping to have was those farmers, local farmers, paying local taxes,
mm-hmm.
Selling their products to
restaurants. And
it's amazing that if you've ever looked at some of the numbers and studies, the thousands of miles that the produce that we eat at the table, how far it travels. Really,
oh, absolutely.
It's staggering.
And how they keep it fresh.
All the preserves.
Get it there. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So it is nice, and, you know, I think it was nice that you kept it. They had to be within the county region, didn't
they? They did. We only wanted to partner with a farmer that was in this area, so we looked at the Greenwood and the surrounding region, we had a farmer in Abbeville and Hodges and Due West and want to find more. You know, anytime anything's new, there's always challenges. There were folks that, you know, felt like the city was out for money and we wanted to get business license revenue, and I think we've overcome a lot of that. City Council passed where if you had a local Clemson extension permit that you didn't have to obtain a license. We want to make this as easy as possible. Our goal is to get people to come downtown. So the last thing we want to do is frustrate the farmer, because they're the reason people are going to come downtown.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the other thing that was neat is they were there all day.
They were.
Morning market.
And we told from the first time we met with the farmers that were interested, we said, you may not like what we're going to want, but we want dedicated hours and a dedicated schedule. So if somebody comes here at 8 a.m., it's got to be open. If they come at 6:30, it's got to be open. And that consistency is important. People, if they ever, and I worked in the restaurant business for 8 years, if somebody ever shows up at the door and on your door you've got hours and you're not there, they
right.
will never come back.
That's right.
And so it was very important that we had a consistent, reliable schedule. And so that's what we will look to do in the future.
Absolutely. Hey, we are here with Charlie Barano. Yes, we're talking about Uptown Greenwood. We're talking about all the things going on. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening with the park. We've got Click 646 and so many other things. But if you've got a question for Charlie, give him a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We got good stuff going on. Hey, do you have a question? Give us a call, 229-7984. We'll be back after the news.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Here is your host, Ann Eller.
That's right, Brian. We are right here. We're talking about all the great events that happen in Uptown Greenwood, all the things that are happening in the city. You know, but there's a negative, Charlie. Wherever there is positive, there seems to be a negative.
It's a challenge, Ann.
It's a challenge, okay.
We don't say challenge.
It's a challenge.
Challenges are overcome.
Okay. Well, how are you going to overcome this one then, Charlie? People are saying we need public transportation.
Yeah, and I would agree. It's a challenge. I think if you read the statewide reports on transportation. You may see an article, you know, Greenville's transit in financial trouble, or Columbia. So even the larger cities struggle how to pay for transit, and we would struggle here. We've looked at a number of studies when we've gotten those that have transit systems together, such as the Burton Center, Piedmont Agency on Aging, Gleams, Lander, and tried to get everybody in a room, and how can we put all those systems together? And we've just struggled. There's no question that Greenwood is probably the largest county in South Carolina without public transportation. But it's a matter of how do you pay for it. We simply do not have any local revenue to pay for public transportation. So you bring up, well, let's raise taxes, and right now no one wants to raise taxes.
No. You know, and the other thing that makes it hard is Greenwood is so spread out.
It is.
I mean, that is, I think, another issue, isn't it?
Is. Yeah. It is.
So I guess we'll just have to continue to struggle with it. We either need to add a whole lot more people to our area.
We've had lately a few, I've gotten a few calls of business entities looking to bring a taxi service in. So that's always, you know, when you bring competition in, that's good. Right now we have one taxi service, so... Maybe that's good. I don't know. But there is no question that public transportation and transportation is a challenge.
Absolutely. So that's something that is you're aware of. Is that what you like to
tell? Oh, without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
And people call you.
We know it's important to get people to work. There are folks that simply cannot drive to work, cannot drive to as simple as making it to Walmart and have to get a cab. And it's a challenge.
So... that is something, and of course, as we talk about being more energy efficient in everything, that would be something that would be nice. You know, the last time we had you on here, you were in the throes of getting new air conditioning, becoming more energy efficient.
Yeah.
Yes. Did everything get put together there?
We still have a few tweaks
okay.
working out with anything, but yeah, we've gotten through 2 months, I think, now of having a, you know, standard HVAC heat and air system, and our first month and lighting, we made the lighting more energy efficient. In our first month, we saw a 26% savings compared to the same month last year. So it was very expensive to get there,
right.
But I think over time, probably over, you know, the next 4 to 5 years, we will pay for that project by the savings. So it was a good move. You know, you hate to you question spending a lot of money when the times are challenging, but it was a decision that council had to make.
So energy efficiency has come to Uptown Greenwood, to the city manager and all the offices there.
That's right.
That's cool. That's great. All right. Well, let's see. I did want to cover just one more thing before we start talking about some of the new stuff. The barbecue this year. Festival of Discovery,
right.
And the Blues. How did I heard that turned out very well.
It did.
For this year.
I think the economic impact was well over $1 million. Again, just growth. We continue to want to grow the Blues component. You know, it's amazing how 11 years and counting. Next year will be the 12th year. I think it's June the 12th, 13th, and 14th. July, excuse me.
Right.
12th, 13th, and 14th of next year, but. It's a fun event. It's always my favorite week of the year, and we look forward to it.
Absolutely. So over $1 million, that's a huge impact.
It is, and you meet with hoteliers and restaurateurs, and they all say, you know, you meet with the bread folks, that they sell everything they can get their hands on.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. All right. Well, we did get another insight on Carrabba's. Somebody said that Carrabba's rented two personal golf carts, type vehicles, to make sure they were running around town here, and they have some ideas on maybe where they'd like to be. So
nothing is secret in Greenwood.
Absolutely not. We have a network here. You know, I love Mark Warner, who always comes up with all these project names for
right.
everything. And before you know it, everybody knows what the project named is. But at least it had a name.
Yeah, that's right.
So good growth on those type of things. Now, what's happening with Click 646 going on this
weekend?
Yeah,
this is the third year. This Friday, September the 30th, and Saturday, October the 1st. And the last chance I looked at, this is one of those outdoor events that, that thrives on weather, and I think it's supposed to be in the 70s and sunny this weekend. So
perfect weather.
Yeah, you need to come out. We'll have a great street party on Oregon Avenue Friday evening, live music from Kyle Andrews from starting at 7 p.m. There'll be a kind of a taste of Greenwood there on the street, so food, music, and then you can go around and look at the various venues and check out the photography of the number of the artists that we're bringing in. So it's a great event. We partner with Lander University and their media folks, and obviously to pull off John Holloway's vision for this event. So we're excited. The growth of this event has been the Scholastic Challenge. John has reached out to the he works at Lander University in their photography and media department, and he's worked at reached out to the other photography departments through colleges and universities across South Carolina. And so I think we'll have over 10 of those represented, and they bring their students and professors in for the weekend.
Wow.
Hotel sales, and it's very good for Greenwood.
Absolutely. We won't be able to have any more outside of the art on the walls.
Yeah,
everything.
We'll have the projections. I think the name of that is a gobo. I think if I remember to call it. It's a metal projection that you put at the end of a light, and then it streams that. But yeah, we'll have the projections, a number of movies and photography shown and bounced off of buildings. So it's really a fun and different event.
Absolutely. And
click 646.com and facebook.com/click646.
So if the weather's going to cooperate, it'll be excellent.
It will.
I mean, it'll still be excellent even if the weather doesn't, but the weather component does add a lot.
It's an outdoor event. Yeah. The crowds always come when the weather's great.
Absolutely. So that's going on this weekend. Now that's Friday. Does it start Friday evening?
Yeah, it starts Friday at 6 p.m. with the receptions. And those are free to get in, the receptions, and so there'll be some desserts at those. And then the food outside would probably also on Oregon Avenue start at 6. We'll have Oregon Avenue closed off. Live music from Kyle Andrews starting at 7. But you can go into the Art Center, into the museum, into John Holloway's Sundance Gallery there, and check out the different displays and receptions that are there.
Sure. And then on Saturday, they've got lots of lectures.
It's more lectures, and some of those are ticketed. But the number of the famous photographers that they're bringing in, including Ian Summers, Keith Carter is probably the biggest keynote that will be coming in, Jason Lindsay. And so you'll get to see some of their work and hear them discuss their thoughts on photography.
And another nice thing is that, you know, usually after they've given their demonstration or their talk or whatever, they're very interested in talking to individuals. So if you have questions and this type of thing.
And I think you can sign up for portfolio review, so you could literally bring in some of your work and be critiqued by some of these professionals.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, that's Click 646 going on this weekend, Friday night and Saturday. So check it out. Hey, I am Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Charlie Baroneau. We're talking about all the things going on in Greenwood. So don't you go away. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
My cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Charlie Baroneau, Greenwood City Manager. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
That's right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and I understand you're going to be making an announcement next week.
Yeah, let's hope it works out. You always hate to but we're going to have a holiday announcement next Monday night. We'll have some press, and you're welcome to come out there. But
Gee, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, well, it's at 9, you know, work off hours, but we'll be sending that out. But we've been working on a project this year, and it's going to be Christmas-related, and hopefully we'll kind of get folks excited for the Christmas season, so.
It's something that everybody wanted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't spill the beans, but it's something that everybody wanted.
Yeah. So
a lot of work's been put on it, right?
It has. We've been working behind the scenes, trying to make them look new and get ready for Christmas.
So those of you that have been in Greenwood for many years, you probably have figured out what we're talking about, but we're not telling you. So there you go. Next week, though, you'll find out Christmas. God, can you believe it's almost here?
Well, October is here. You know, it's time for Halloween and then Thanksgiving, Christmas, and 2012.
Scary, isn't it?
Life just keeps on going.
It does. And, of course, the Boo Bash will be coming up the
27th. October the 27th, Thursday, October the 27th, and that event grows every year. But it's a fun event. Fun event.
Yeah, I mean, is there any candy left in Greenwood after that event?
No. every dentist makes money off that event. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that'll be coming up, and of course they'll be judging costumes and have a big judging for all the different age groups. So it's a lot of fun to be out there and see everything going on.
Go to UptownGreenwood.com to learn about all that's going on downtown.
That's right. So Uptown Greenwood to learn about all that's going on in downtown Greenwood. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
I always make sure I
uptown,
say
uptown, downtown.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, what else we got going on? We've got we haven't talked about the park. The park. What about the Gray Street Park?
Yeah, the Gray Street former water plant property. At their last meeting, City Council authorized staff to accept the deed from the CPW and enter into a lease agreement with the Parks and Trails Foundation. It's up to the Parks and Trails Foundation now to develop a master plan for the property. I think they have 2 years to develop that and then secure the funding to maintain and construct whatever is put into the master plan. So still not there. You probably see some no trespassing signs going up, so it's not open to the public yet, and we've got a good ways to go.
But that really is going to be a great area for a park.
It was a first step. Green space and parks are critical. I know that my family, we go to the West Cambridge Park probably 3 or 4 days a week, and kids need to run around and let some energy out. They really do. So those are important quality of life aspects of Greenwood.
So, and we had Natalie Paramore on a couple, 3 weeks ago, I guess, talking about...
The Park Lady.
The Park Lady.
Yeah.
A lot to do on that project, and she said she's looking forward to pulling it together, but a lot of work to do it.
Yeah. I think West Cambridge may have been 5 acres, and this is 55 acres, so a much bigger project. But, you know, a lot of folks told Natalie she couldn't do West Cambridge, and it's a great asset now to the community. So I'm sure if she and her other counterparts there at the foundation, the Parks Foundation, work just as hard, they can pull it off.
Absolutely. So we'll be looking forward to, but it'll take a good amount of time to pull that all together.
And money.
You know, I think that was the right decision. I know there was some controversy on City Council on to do or not to do, but...
And the city, I think all 7 of our members support green space and parks. It's just a matter of how do you pay for it. And from the city's perspective, it's a challenge because our tax base is decreasing. I would say probably anywhere from 28% to 30% of the city, what is inside the city, does not pay property taxes.
And why is that?
Because they're a nonprofit entity, they're a government entity, they're a university, and they don't pay taxes. So all those things that we want in our community, whether it's our churches or whatnot, a lot of those are inside the city, and they don't pay revenue that supports the services that the city provides. If somebody lives out in the county and we develop a park inside the city and the city pays to maintain it, then they're not paying for that service. So it's a tough challenge. There's no question that we need parks and green spaces. It's just a matter of how do you pay for it fairly across the board for everybody that's going to be using it.
Now, what would happen theoretically if they couldn't come up with a way? I know they'll come up with a way to design the park, but if they couldn't fund it, what would happen then, Charlie?
City Council has so far, I think there are some on council that would like to see some funding, but from a staff perspective, there is just not money to put into this project. I don't know if it would move forward. This is going to have to be a privately driven project. They may be able to find some state or federal grants, but the city of Greenwood just does not have resources that can be put into a local green space.
So let's hope the economy improves, right?
Yeah.
So let's hope the economy improves. We've talked a lot about new businesses here in Greenwood. We've talked about Uptown. Now, what about on the backside of the buildings, though, the ones right there off of Maxwell that have been, I mean, that's already made a big stride there.
Yeah, we've come a long way. We've still got windows to put in and awnings to put up, but that project will be finished up before the end of the year. Been a great public-private project. We've had some grant funds to put into that, and each property owner had to put in some money. Our next focus is going to be Court West Court Avenue there in front of the CPW building. We'll be beginning renovations of that in the coming weeks to make it look similar to that of Oregon and Maxwell Avenue, taking all the above-ground utilities and putting those underground and putting the new streetlights there on Court. We've got about, I think, three vacant buildings and some vacant property that could be developed. So our goal in putting investing these public dollars into Court is to bring new business into Uptown.
Sure. So, but it does when you're in that parking lot that you redid there. It really looks nice to look back and not see the dilapidated backs of buildings.
It does. Well, our goal was to make those buildings to where you would be still safe to go in the front or the back, and I think you can do that now.
Absolutely. So let's see. Christmas is coming. We got any good projects that we're going to be doing coming up this fall? We've got the Boo Bash, the end of October.
Boo Bash, the holiday open house will be close to coming. I think the Chamber's Great Stomp will be coming back. There'll always be a lot going on, and we have a little bit of a slowdown with our event. Well, we still got three live after five performing. Two. We've got an October second Thursday and second Thursday in November live after five. Free concert series coming up. But
now, why does the city do this? I mean, you know, it's a free concert. You get to come uptown. It's a great event. Why does the city?
It's not
do
just
it?
The city. We have corporate support. Each concert is privately sponsored. But you know, it's about the place that we live. I mean, we all want to live in somewhere that's hip, that's sociable, that we can go outside and have a good time, that we can just kick back and enjoy our community, and that's what it's about. And we want to support that.
Absolutely. And I just think it's so wonderful, and I think a lot of people don't realize how much it actually costs to put all this together and bring it, and yet the city is doing this.
Yeah, I laugh with our public works director that we've now we need to create a division of event production because we produce so many events now. It's really amazing how much we do.
Well, you know, and when you talk about the work that's done uptown there and what a good job, I mean, after an event is over, you wouldn't even know that it had been there. I mean, you need to say a shout-out to them. They do a great job.
Yeah, they do. We work closely with the CPW. They help us to get the water and the power to everything, but then afterwards our cleanup crews and sanitation folks, we wanted to make it look like it didn't happen.
Yeah, and every time. I mean, I've been there after the parade waiting for Angie to tell me who won the awards, and, you know, while this was going on, it was being cleaned up. When I left, you wouldn't even know they had
been
there. And the parade is a huge event.
Yeah.
Huge, huge, huge event.
A lot of trash.
Yes, it is. And, of course, not only that, but Dwight Long has been such a nice addition to keeping the...
Yeah, our fall and winter plants and flowers are coming in. This will be our second season of the city planting its own seeds.
That's right.
So the flowers that you see go out in the uptown in our public spaces in various neighborhoods, those will be actually grown in our own greenhouse facility, or not really greenhouse, but inside under our lights, and so we're excited.
You know, Charlie, is there anything message you'd like to get out there to the people of Greenwood? You know, we've been talking about all these different projects. What would you you'd like to tell us?
We're just moving forward. Greenwood's a great place to live. I love calling Greenwood home. I'm proud of this community, and I'm just humbled to be a part of this. We can only look up. We are moving forward. And so it's a good day in Greenwood.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
That's right.
That's what they used to say. Well, they do have a lot of good things coming up. Of course, there are challenges, but I think we've turned the corner on at least some of the retail here with TJ Maxx, Hobby Lobby. And now, when is Michael's opening?
Michael's opens this Sunday at 8 a.m. So
another Sunday opening,
yeah.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll be there, and I'm sure the line will be out the door. But there is no excuse now to leave this county. We have got everything here, all your shopping needs, right here in Greenwood.
Absolutely. And, you know, we really didn't talk much about the wall. the Wall That Heals that was here, the great veterans event we had for 9/11. I mean, it was
awesome. Kerry Bolt did a great job in organizing that, and we were pleased to work with them. But, yeah, I agree with you. It was humbling to see the wall and to see how many names were there. Very humbling.
Over 58,000 names. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true, and it certainly was. And, you know, most of the time I don't go home till after 12 o'clock at night, and I'd drive by there, and there would be people out there.
There were people there all hours of the day.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, and now we're going to have our own Wall of Heroes right here in Greenwood.
Yep, that's the next goal that Kerry is working on, and so that's exciting. I think they had them first inductees this year. I know that Senator Drummond was one, and I think Marion Carnell was another one,
right.
So it's exciting.
It is, but now they have to find the appropriate place to
have
this, Charlie.
Yep. Yep.
And I think they'd like to have it somewhere in Uptown Greenwood.
Yeah, they had asked us if there was any space available in the city, and that we just don't have any. So I don't know where they're going to end up coming up with that.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it certainly has been nice to have you here today and get an update from the city.
Thank you, Ann.
This has been excellent. And, of course, as we go forth, we'll keep everybody informed about what's going on in Greenwood. Thanks so much, Charlie Barineau.
Thank you. Remember, Clicks this weekend.
Click 646 is this weekend. Don't miss it. You are listening to your favorite radio station, WLMA, right here in Greenwood. Price of gold right now trading just a little over $1,600, folks. So if you've got gold to sell, hey, make sure you come see us and take advantage of it right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.